All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharper, they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. Euro stepping to my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity.
All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile.
Recording in progress.
Yo, 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 we back again, KRSM 98.9, new season, season nine, right? We got Sid Linus in the house.
Yeah, season nine.
Season nine, right?
Season nine.
Season nine. season 9 in the house, man. We had a blessed, we had an amazing blessed last year. We had some very influential, amazing characters on our show last year. You know what I mean? We had the likes of Maj Torre. We had the likes of Reza Islam, Dr. Scott Jensen, Kim Plasek. We had King Randall. We had Dr. Wesley Muhammad. We had Dr. Christina Parks. We had we had Jonathan Isaac for the Orlando Magics. We had a great, I mean, we had a great slew of people, man. You know what I mean? From a wide range of areas.
Blessed, man. We had a blessed year, man.
Yeah, we had a very blessed year. We was very fortunate to have all of these amazing people on. We had Major Williams on. Shout out to Major Williams. We had he ran for governor of California. Man, we had an amazing year. What you got to say about last year, Sid?
Man, last year was incredible as far as the show. The show made a lot of major growth. We also went to the Solutionary Summit. We went to you know what I'm saying, the CPAC. Man, we covered a lot of ground. We covered a lot of great ground this past year in 2021, man. You know. So big shout out to us, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to God and big shout out to us.
Hey man, big shout out to God, yo. Big shout out to God. Okay, so what did you end up? What you end up doing for New Year's? You celebrate?
No, man. Well, you know,
was getting money.
No, I was under the weather, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm under the weather. Still a little bit under the weather. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to fight it, man. You know, but yeah, man, it's under the weather, man. So I slept. I think I woke up right when 20 seconds before the ball dropped. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
I went ahead and went back to sleep, man. But I just been trying to, you know what I'm saying, rest, man. And you know what I'm saying, just get my energy back.
Joe, the thing about it, people don't understand how hard we be working, man. We really work from sun up to sundown. I feel like where everybody else was like, yo, this day party day. We was like, yo, this our time to take it easy. You know what I mean?
No, for real.
I was at home with the fam, just relaxing. You know, I got a few drinks. You know what I mean? I got me some Vive Clichon. You know what I mean?
Champagne. Sounds good.
So some champagne. You know, we had pizza. You know what I mean? We had pizza, we had wings. You know what I mean? I got some red wine. You know, I got some red wine, some new red wine I never tried out before. Also, I had steak. You know, just had a steak. You know what I mean? And you know, I didn't even eat it fully. You know, I just cooked it, sliced it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sliced it and diced it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to cut it. You got to cut it with a bias. If you cut it with a bias, yeah. The juices in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? We had a little bit of that, you know, and, yo, you know what I mean? Just relax, man. The next day, I tried to take the whole day off, but, you know, we got to get to work at some time, you know what I mean? At some point.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what is your New Year resolution for 2022? Do you have any?
Oh, man. I don't have necessarily a New Year's resolution, but I just feel like in 2022, I'm going to focus more on the actual bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to focus more on I want to double or triple my worth.
I agree. Just let me cut you off real quick. On this season 9 our introduction to you on season 9. We have a major show today. We have Colony, the amazing Colony. We have an interview with her from Netflix's Selling Tampa. We have her on today. Amazing interview. And we have the creator of The Grand Crew. It premieres on NBC. The Grand Crew, January 4th. Now, the creator, Phil Augusta Jackson. Amazing talent. Amazing talent. We have both of those coming up for you later today. Amazing. This is an amazing way to start the new season.
We're starting a new season right, man. We're starting a new season right, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so get back to what you were saying.
I'm definitely gonna be focused more on the bottom line, doubling and tripling my worth, you know what I'm saying? Bringing more money in, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being as long as you're not losing your morals and things like that, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with figuring out ways to bring more money home, you know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be my goal this year for sure.
Okay, so I got some New Year's. I got some resolution. Okay.
Yeah.
So first thing, I want to make sure, and I think everybody should do some of these things. Buy land. I want to buy some real land.
Absolutely.
Buy some real land 2022. With that land, I want to grow my own food in 2022, right?
Yeah, well, you know, our cousin is talking about that right now. Our cousin Terrence, big shout out to her.
Shout out to our cousin Terrence. I want my beard to be immaculate. I want my beard to be the healthiest beard. I want that junk to be glistening and shining. You know what I mean? I wanted to grow too. You know what I mean? I also want to buy property in Florida or Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're the top. Oh, and I want to executive produce a movie, a film, maybe two. This year, 2022, add that to my resume.
Yeah. I didn't know actually naming like projects you're gonna work on is a part of your resolution, because I definitely got some projects I'm gonna do.
Come on, bro. I bet you do. What, you gonna drop a new album?
Of course, you know that.
Yeah, of course you are.
You know that. I got an album, a book, I got a short film coming out.
here we go. We need to work on our film.
The Pledge documentary.
The Pledge documentary.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the big moments. And should we talk about the big moments in 2021? Should we talk about the big moments in I just name some stuff and then you give me the answer to it. What's the biggest movie? What's the best movie of 2021?
The best movie of 2021.
You ain't even seen no movies, probably, did you?
Oh man, hold on. Let me think. The best movie of 2021. I don't know, man. Did Harry Connick play in anything this year? whatever Meryl Streep played in.
Okay, we're gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna ask you another one. What's the best song of 2021?
The best song of 2021. The joint with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Leave the door open or whatever. The song.
That's the best song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the biggest event of 2021? Whether you like it or not, what's the biggest event of 2021?
Well, I think 2021 had the 2021 had the Olympics was in 2021. Yeah, so I'll say the Olympics probably. If you're talking events,
okay.
What type of event are you talking about?
Like major events, like not like you book a hotel, you know what I mean? You book a gig, bro. I'm talking about like events, man.
Or like something that happened in the world.
Yeah. Come on, man. Where you at, man?
No, he said events, bro. I thought he was talking about press passes. let me see. The biggest event, man. Probably the vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine, the biggest event. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The vaccine, yeah.
Let's see. What's the number one sporting sporting thing that happened in 2021?
I got one
in my head already. I know you can say it if you think about it.
Well, I'm thinking of like two. I'm thinking Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl is one of them. I'm probably thinking about Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
That's all I'm about to say. Man, I saw some. Every now and then I scroll on Facebook and I see some video of that jump. That jump still hurt my heart to this day, man. I can't even watch that jump, man. Could he get knocked out so crazy? It's like it's a video game, bro. You know how you knock people out in video games? Like old video games?
No, but see, to me, boxing at its best. Boxing at its best is when like you have so much riding you have so much emotional ties to whoever wins or lose.
Absolutely.
That just makes everything so much crazy. So that fight reminds me of like the Tyson versus Holyfield fights.
Right. Let me ask you something. Okay, so in 2022, what do you hope our show? What do you see for our show 2022?
Man, I see us having big guests. I see us monetizing a lot more what we doing. Also with a lot with merch to go with it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to get into the merch area.
And
there's no reason we shouldn't have we put the video on YouTube, but there's no reason we shouldn't have like a full fledged show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to do a show.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay. If you had three guests you could interview in 2022, who would those three guests be?
Get your hands off me. Denzel Washington.
hey, he got a new movie coming out, man. We need to hit Denzel up too.
I know, that would be great. Yeah. Denzel. Iverson.
Mm.
I would like to interview Iverson. I would like to interview. I would like to have Damon Dash up here too.
That's it. That's three.
I got more than that too, but go ahead.
I'm still going Angela Stanton King. I'm going Angela Stanton King. I feel like that joint would be amazing. Angela Stanton King, Bill Cosby, Angela Stanton King. Bill Cosby and I think I'll go with Joe Rogan, man.
Joe Rogan is big. Joe Rogan,
that'll be huge, man.
Yeah,
that'll be huge. You know what I mean? So Yeah, man. They're the three that I would pick.
All right. So what we're gonna do is coming up after this break, we're gonna get into an interview with Colony Reeves from Selling Tampa, and don't forget later on in the show we have an interview with Philip Augusta Jackson, the creator of the Grand View. But right now we're gonna take a little break, and then we'll be right back.
KRSM 98.9. Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9. We back with the brand new season. We have Colony Reeves from Netflix's Selling Tampa on the way. That show actually went to the number one. It went to the number one spot.
It went to the number one spot.
It was in the top 10 for a very long time. The show was dope. I really could have watched it in one sitting. I could have finished the whole episode in one sitting. You know what I mean? I feel like all the women on the show was represented very correctly. You feel what I'm saying?
Me too.
You know what I mean? They did a good job. They did a good job with having I feel like they had enough to keep everybody watching, but it still held themselves as professionals. You know what I mean?
And, right.
All of them beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every single last one of them beautiful. So we got Colony Reeves coming up from Selling Tampa. And again, we got the creator, Phil Augusta Jackson, for the Grand Crew. You know what I mean? For the Grand Crew. It appears on NBC January 4th. Make sure y'all tune in to that if that's something y'all would like. Let's talk about some news, man. Let's get into some news real quick. Let's see. Okay, so do you know, I don't know if you heard or not. Oh, I have to say this. R.I.P. to Betty White. Yo,
yeah.
R.I.P. to Betty White. When I saw that, I said, yo, 2021, we need to get out of 2021.
Man, R.I.P. to John Madden.
R.I.P. to John Madden. You know, like Betty White, I thought it was a joke when it came through my joint. Because then I had to see what was the source. Because you know, probably like the last like 10 years or 5 years or something like that, it always be like Betty White died. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Now I mean, so when she actually did pass away, I had to do some research on it and make sure that it was right. You know what I mean? So R.I.P. and she died what, a few weeks before her 100th birthday.
Okay, man. Max Julian passed away too.
Max Julian passed away. Some more news. The USDA's new labeling for GMO hit stores on January 1st. You know, and so basically it's going to say foods and ingredients that have GMO products inside, but it's going to have a bioengineer sticker on it. You know what I mean? And I think that's a good thing. But then you got some critics is saying they wish it was labeled GMO because that's what people are used to hearing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you go into a store and it says GMO in there, you know what I mean? You know what's good. You know, like, okay, I ain't gonna mess with this. You know what I mean? So, but if it says bioengineered, a lot of people would just look at that and be like, I might get it. But I don't know, because I'm thinking if I see bioengineer, I won't mess with it either.
That sounds worse than GMO, actually.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That sounds way like worse than GMO.
Yeah, man. But they're going to have a little QR code on it. So then you can scan the QR code with your phone, and then you can do research on like what ingredients or whatever inside that is, you know what I mean, is genetically modified or bioengineered, you know what I mean? And some of the critics are saying some people don't have no phone. Some people don't have no, some people don't have phones to go in there and be scanning junk with. You feel what I'm saying? I mean.
That's like, that's a little bit like.
That's like the other topic.
Yeah. That's like the other topic. We ain't gonna get into today, but it's highly unlikely. I put to you like this, and this is a true story. I had to show our grandparents what the QR reader was, and like how to put it on their phone, and then like how to use it when you go, because they asked me about it. They said, like, what is this? We see this stuff everywhere. And it says scan, but we don't know what to do. So I do understand, right. like maybe being uninformed about actually what it is and how to use it and things like that. I do get that for the older generation, but
But
in all likelihood, most people when they leave a house nowadays, they got a phone on them. Somebody got a phone on them. You know what I'm saying?
No. You're right. No doubt. Okay, so NASA hires priests to see how humans would respond to contact with aliens. What you think about that? What's your take on that, man?
Bruh, let me tell you something, man. That joint is wild.
It's getting real, man. It's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting real, man. I don't know, man. We shall see.
Look, this is what I've been telling. Look, okay. Do you think that? Soon, I don't want to sound like no crazy person. Soon, I feel like they're going to announce alien life somewhere. Soon. I'm talking about like the other. Not like what they have been saying. Oh yeah, this could be alien life and all this stuff. You know what I mean? But I feel like those people could introduce aliens to us, but those aliens aren't the real aliens. I feel like it's like some fake, because. You know, because it's so crazy how they used to cover up stuff, right? You know how they used to cover up stuff. Uh-huh. Now all of a sudden, they're making you see stuff. You know what I mean? You're seeing everything. You know what I mean?
Nah, for sure. For sure. You know what I mean? It's almost like, yo, if y'all were trying to hide this stuff all this time, why y'all now like shoving it in our face? Because now people actually don't even care. And now y'all like shoving it in our face. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want us to pay attention to the aliens, y'all should have been doing this when Unsolved Mysteries was popping. Like y'all should have been doing this in 87. Man, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like ain't that crazy? It's so much going on in the world right now that they actually got pilots and stuff who see alien stuff, and we look at it and we just get back to regular life. That's how crazy life has gotten so far.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Okay, we about to wrap it up. I just want a few things. It's been a recent outbreaks on cruise ships, and so now the CDC is warning everybody about traveling on cruise ships. And the last two cruise ships that went out, they had an outbreak. Everybody on the whole boat was fully vaccinated. KRSM, 98.9.
Tonight. Amazing.
Yeah, okay, so what do you want people to take away from this season of the Grand Crew?
So we cover a lot of themes, but you know, we don't hit you over the head with it. I think the thing that I would love for people to take away from the show is that that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to love. You know,
right.
What I want is for people to watch it and be like, man, that just seems like a really good, funny friend group. That's just the base level of what my hope is. I hope you watch it and you find it funny and you feel the love in the show. As far as like deeper takeaways, you know, look, episode two is like about self-care, you know. Episode three, we get into like money dynamics in a marriage. Episode four is about therapy. Episode five is about friendship and kind of like achieving your potential. Episode six is about black men and their fathers. Episode seven is about headlines and dealing with bad news cycles. So we have themes, and I just hope that people feel my black experience, not the black experience, because there is no singular black experience. I just hope
that they
relate to my experience, because you know it's definitely birthed from a very honest and truthful place as far as the inspiration for the show and the episodes that we wrote. So
wow.
That's absolutely. So what are some shows that influenced you growing up or even as an adult, some shows that you really like that influenced your writing as well?
Absolutely. Okay. So if we start in like the early 90s, let's start with In Living Color, A Different World. Martin, Seinfeld, Living Single. I really love Sopranos. I really love Sex and the City. And then all of the shows that I've worked on as a writer. So that would be Key and Peele, Survivor's Remorse, Brooklyn Nine, Insecure. That's just off the top. I mean, there's so many, but I love dramas. I Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, you know, I got a lot of jams that I like, and I like jokes too, you know.
What advice do you have for any up and coming writers and creators? Like, what advice young black writers and creators, what advice would you give to them?
So I had a couple things. I think the first thing I would say is it's never too late to find your creative path. I'm 37 and I feel like I'm just now kind of hitting my stride. I had a whole other career. I spent all of my 20s working in advertising and didn't get my first professional writing job until I was 30. I think society sometimes makes you feel like you have to be 22 and like
absolutely
super official. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew I was skilled at certain things, but it takes time and it's okay to take the time to figure it out as long as you're working on something, which I think leads me to the second thing is always be writing. Always be writing, always be creating.
Absolutely.
You know, I did a ton of short films, wrote a ton of pilots that no one will ever see, thankfully. But I mean, put in a lot of work. I think the biggest thing is for writing specifically is, you know, create it with people that you trust and just keep creating and know that that will make you better at the craft, but also having something to show will pay dividends. And when you're writing specifically, judge the draft and not the process. It's very easy to start writing and be like, oh, this idea is terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. This is bad. It's like, no.
If
something excited you about it at the beginning, finish the draft. Be judgmental once you have a draft. Don't be judgmental about the idea that you have, because if you do that, you can sit for years without finishing anything. So judge the draft and not the process, I think, was the thing that unlocked a lot more efficiency for me once I realized that.
Right. I was looking at your Instagram and I saw on your Instagram that so you do music too.
So you do music
mm-hmm. and you got your song on what was the show 21?
MLB the show.
That's crazy. 21.
Thanks, man.
How did that feel?
Man, incredible. it wasn't planned. When I say that thing about just make the thing, I think that's just proof of that. Because we were working on Grand Crew, production got shut down the day before our table read and the week before we were supposed to start filming the pilot. Now, I've been doing music longer than I've been doing writing or acting or any of that stuff. And so when everything got shut down, I was like, you know what? I think it's time to make another EP. And let me just make this because it's therapeutic and because music is just such a passion of mine. Finished the EP, made a couple music videos. And then I made this music video for a song called Get It with my dude, Nick Stanich and his crew. And we just released it. People were like, yo, this song's pretty good. And then this dude from Sony reached out and was like, we want to test your song to be in this video game. I wasn't sure if it was real, but it turned out it was.
That's crazy. Right,
and then 6 months or whatever later, they tested it. And then I actually thought that it didn't pan out. And then like a month before the game was about to release, he's like, yeah, you're in the game. And then
released,
and it was wild.
That is crazy. So you be just getting hit with good luck. Just getting hit. Like,
yeah, or time. Good. You know, it's like, time, well, luck is what they say, preparation is timing. You know what I mean? So it's
absolutely.
Like, I've been making music since I was 14, 12, 14. Right, so it's like,
It's so crazy because me and my brother, we used to do so we had an independent record label and we used to just travel, like we used to foot everything, you know what I mean? We used to have we travel all across the world, but when we would send stuff in to John Madden, we get nothing back, you know what I mean? But
and if I could tell you the places that I sent my music when I was in New York that got received with crickets. I got way more losses than I got wins.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
We're seeing the wins now. You know what I mean?
But like, right.
It takes a lot. You got to shoot some shots to make some buckets. So
definitely.
Yeah. One thing I also noticed about the show is that it got some pretty dope music in it as well. So how much goes into the consideration for the music that you put into the shows?
Great. Yeah, a ton. I love music so much. And I think tonally, it can do so much to just enhance what you watch on screen. I brought on my producer for my own music to score the show. His name is Nick Lee. He's, I think, like 23 or 24 years old. He is one of those people who is just, he's just a musical genius. He co-produced Lil Nas X's Industry Baby. Like he's got two tracks on that album. So he is like a producer on the rise. But I met him right when I was getting back into making music again, and we just really hit it off. So he composes, wow, he composes the show and does an amazing job. And then we are very intentional about the, you know, the sync, the songs that we have in there to complement the score as well. So it's a
wow. Yeah.
And also I got a lot of friends that do music. So like one of the writers on the show, his name is Lamar Woods. He's a producer on the show, and he's written on like New Girl and a bunch of other shows. He's a dope rapper, so I put his song in episode 109. You know, he's
got that homie, is amazing.
There we go. Yeah.
He's got a homie named Curtis Joe, so I put Curtis Joe's song at the top of 106. Like, I've got really, really talented friends, and so I made that a point to
that
put
is him amazing. In the show
where it felt right, so
that is amazing. You're doing the right thing, man. That's y'all. I love to see that, man. Love to see that. Yeah. And we want to thank you again for coming on the show, you know what I mean, for talking to us and for talking to our audience.
Absolutely.
And congratulations and much success on everything you do. And we hope to see a season two, because we're gonna be pumping it. I'm gonna be pumping it myself, you know.
I appreciate so, you so much. Thank
yeah,
you
very
much.
Yeah, man. We support you, and thanks thank for coming you. On again.
It was so great talking with y'all. Great to meet y'all.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Absolutely.
You want to leave off with anything? Say to the audience.
Thank you so much for listening to us talk about my new show. I really hope you enjoy it. Grand Crew is coming to your television screens again on January 4th at 8:30 p.m. right before This Is Us. And I hope you laugh, and I hope you feel the love.
We appreciate you, brother.
Thanks
again.
So much. Appreciate you too. All right, take care.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Bye now.
Cops are tough too. I saw one cop there fire 3 warning shots into the guy he was warning.
I'll tell you the truth, there's one thing in this country I can't figure out. I mean, the streets aren't safe, parks aren't safe, subways aren't safe. Last week in my block, they rifled off a police car. There were 2 cops still in it. And the police station's right in my block. Even the cops are afraid. Only police station I know, the front door has a peephole in it.
I don't understand how we don't share the same concerns. Part of me just wants to tell you to relax and wait your turn. But I'm all-time quarterback under center, a shotgun. Would ask what kind of ammo you use, but you ain't got none. Those are blanks. Sick of the pranks and sick of the serpent plan. Prevent coverage like Merton Hanks. And sick of these clowns acting like they handguns and tanks. I got the sword of the spirit, you proud to carry a shank. Like that's ever been cool, they great with letters in school. But in the school of life, gotta follow before you can rule. But see now who you choose to follow, that's the greatest factor. Y'all nominating Denzel and Lucifer's the greatest actor. He got game, Malcolm X, heck of a resume. But this Joker I'm talking about can triple double and double play. Pitch a shutout, throw a Hail Mary, return serve. Promised land of wilderness, he camping on my last nerve. Convert your sleeping bag to a body bag with no worries. In the heat of hell dwells cold hearts like snow flurries. Heat I'm talking about ain't the spice of life, this is no curry. Get them demons out your house, ghost busting like Bill Murray.
And you're Bill Murray. Bill Crown Ball Day Ghost Busting Murray.
Ignore the warning shots, no telling what'll happen next. I come in the name of the Lord, so they don't give me no respect. Arm of the law versus the long arm of street cred. Famine in the land, doing my best to keep the streets fed. Baskets of grain, they wash and package the brain. They got alcohol prescriptions and more to manage the pain. But it just dulls the senses, they hide the consequences. Angels are light convincing, they under false pretenses. They undercover cause identity is everything. From kites to a puppet to a yo-yo pulling every string. You said there's none attached, there's no need for a lock and key with a broken latch. You're on the roster, but at this point you're a healthy scratch. So guess who's doing the running man in the cabbage patch? Celebrating your loss, you real hard till it's time for you to deduct the cost. You need thick skin in this oven, so if you hand tossed, don't even think about it, trying to make extra cheese. Bugging out in South Pizzeria, they charge you extra fees. We just wanna get some brothers up on the wall, but brothers just end up a mural 2 days after the brawl. Shooting and stabbing the crowd, pushing and grabbing. And I start promoting Jesus, the tube and Twitter start flagging. Wanna report me cause my stance like a b-boy, but most of these distractions just turn out to be a decoy. I see you Satan, but ain't no telling what you contemplating. No, you got a Judas tuck wherever we be congregating.
said, oh, club man, you said, I'd rather have my steps ordered. They can do you like Cinderella, get your steps ordered. I'm gone.
Yo, Rado, I appreciate you calling me, man. But you know what? I was sitting there watching the game the first quarter, the first half, eating this and that. I had that brisket. And after that, I went on the bed, in the sheet, and everything, until I'm going to bed. Cause that bull crap, when you up by that many points, and you keep letting Giannis and this and that, man, I appreciate you calling. Love it, man.
Yo, 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 we back again, KRSM 98.9. We got the amazing Phil Augusta Jackson, the creator of Grand Clue, premiering on NBC January 4th. He's worked on Insecure, he's worked on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Key and Peele. Stay tuned for the interview. All right, we back again on KRSM 98.9 every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We got Phil Augusta Jackson in the house, the creator of The Grand Crew. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man. How does it feel? How does it really feel to be on NBC? How did that come about? Like to get Grand Crew on NBC?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I used to work in advertising. So I've been living in Los Angeles for about 8 years now. But in my 20s, I was living in New York City and doing advertising. But during the nighttime, I would like do improv, take acting classes and do different stuff like that. Eventually got an agent and, you know, 8 years after being in New York City, got hired on Key and Peele. And that's what right. Got me out to Los Angeles. And then from there, it was just keep grinding, keep working. So I went from Key and Peele to a show called Survivor's Remorse that was on the Starz Network. Went from Survivor's Remorse to four seasons on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And then I hopped over to Insecure for the last two seasons. And then while I was at Insecure, sold the idea for Grand Crew. And now Grand Crew's on NBC. The feeling is surreal. It still feels surreal.
That is crazy. Okay, so how did writing for Insecure, how did that help you out with the Grand Crew?
Well, every writing job that I've had up to this point, I think has contributed to the product that is Grand Crew. But Insecure specifically, you know, when it comes to Issa and Prentice, who, you know, together they were the executive producers that were running the room, just humanizing the characters, making them relatable, making them funny, having stories that come from a place of truth, and just, you know, looking at Issa and really just seeing her trust her instincts and her gut when it comes to the right. stories that she wants to tell. I think that was very, very inspiring. It's like, okay, well, what do I find funny? What's the tone that I want to have in my own show? And it just inspired me to just be a little bit more, you know, willing to accept what I find interesting, and then the right people will find the show, hopefully.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So where and when did you get the idea to start Grand Crew? Because I even love the actual title of the show. You know what I'm saying? So
appreciate
where did the idea start off from?
Absolutely. So when I was working at Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I sold this show with Dan Gore, who created Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So we pitched it to NBC. So we've been working on the show and the pitch since 2017. So, you know, none of this stuff happens overnight.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's like, yep. I worked on Brooklyn, and then I got to work on the final two seasons of Insecure before I even had to start the writer's room for Grand Crew. So we decided that we wanted to develop together. We had a really good dynamic. We were tossing around a bunch of like crazy premises. I looked at my phone at some of the ideas. It's like, you know, guy goes to the dentist and has a life-changing experience. I don't even know what that means, but like that was right. one of the ideas we had. We were just like throwing paint at the wall.
But, right, right.
You know what I mean? But before every time we meet up, I would tell him that I had this wine bar that I go to, and I would tell him about, you know, the friends that I link up with, how we're holding each other up, how we're holding each other accountable, how we're talking about our dating experiences. And at a certain point, we were both like, wait a second, I think this is this is the show. And that's kind of what unlocked everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask a follow-up question because because when I think about the crew and also when I watched the first episode, the word you just used the word that came to my mind was accountability, and how we use our crew to hold us accountable for things, and we hold others accountable for things as well. And so that seemed to like be like a sharp message that I really got from watching the first episode. Is that something that was that a message you were trying to get through as well? Because I think you know, in other cultures they might say friends or whatever, but we got our crew. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Absolutely. I think accountability and just all the dimensions of friendship were the things that I wanted to explore with this show. But I think to your point, when you have the right people around you, they will hold you accountable and they will call you out on your stuff, but you know that it comes from a place of love when you have the right tribe and the right people around you. Now, Los Angeles can be like a pretty lonely place. So it makes it even more special when you do find those people that can keep it real with you, that can hold you up, that can let you be your true self, let you be goofy, you know, let you be serious, let you be hurt, let you be happy, and all those things. And you know, it's those types of dimensions that I feel like there's a real opportunity to just show more Black people having those types of dimensions on television, especially with network. Just seems like a huge opportunity. And that was definitely an inspiration when it came to how I wanted to write the show.
Okay, because you just dove into one of the questions. Okay, so how important is it for like the mainstream just everybody on TV to see different types of Black men, and like did your actual characters come off of people that you knew? Like was it based off of people that you knew, or did you just come up with them?
Okay, cool. So the first part, I think it's important for us to see more Black stories on TV, period. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Being a Black man, the perspective that I can bring is my point of view on what I find funny, what I find heartfelt, what I find interesting to kind of discuss with the show, that essentially a hangout show with a group of friends. What's the other part of that question? Because I had a thought on that too.
Yeah. So I was asking, did you come up with the characters based on people you knew? Sorry.
Absolutely. No, so look, the short answer is yes. But it's not like Noah is my friend, such and such. It's an amalgamation of conversations, dynamics, and experiences with the friends that I do have. And to be real with you, like what I'm so proud of with this show is that of the six cast members, three of them are a part of that wine friend group in real life. So I already knew.
I already knew
Echo. He's been my friend since I got to LA. I've known Nicole Byer for longer than that. She's one of my oldest friends, period. And I've known Paul Tart since I got to LA for about 8 years now. And then when it came to bringing on Justin, Aaron, and Gracie, they just really fit in. It felt like we had all been kind of connected, even though we weren't. It is definitely a mix of friend experiences, but also my real friends are in front of the camera and also our writers on the show too.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow.
So what was the motivation behind telling the story of Black men as a crew? And the reason why I asked that question is because when we started our radio show, we wanted to tell stories about Black people from a Black perspective.
I love that.
Because a lot of times in media, we see Black stories, but sometimes it doesn't seem authentic because it's told from somebody from another culture.
Right.
So what was the main motivation behind you being a Black creator and telling the Black story?
So I think the main motivation was, up until this point, when it comes to writing my own things, I've had the most success and the most enjoyment out of just writing things that I'm personally interested in, personally invested in, and at some level can relate to and have experienced. And so, you know, it's that kind of cliche term, write what you know, but I think that was the motivation. I think the secondary benefit that I'm hoping for is that people are like, oh, like it's been a while since we've seen a show on network TV, you know, with a group of Black men, and there's women involved, and it just feels like everyone's getting along. It's they're allowed to be vulnerable. They're allowed to kind of interact and be fully formed individuals. So I think at a ground level, it is, I started drinking wine and I started hanging out with my friends. Right. And that felt really fun. That felt really fun to write about. And I was like, I really want people to, you know, we're in a pandemic. So like, I think there's room for a ton of tonal types of shows. But in my head, I was like, friend group hangout show with wine that is fun to watch. I want jokes in here, and we're going to cover some things thematically, but at the end of the day, I want the show to, like, in a weird way, like, feel like a hug. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We could use it, I think, you know, and then, you know, at least as far as where I think this show can fit in people's consumption of what the piece is, you know, so.
Wow! Yeah. So, what's your favorite wine? Do you do red, or
let's talk
white
about
wine?
It.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like, look, I'm not picky at all, and I will be the first to admit I have a lot to learn about wine, but I just got put onto Petit Syrah, so that's okay. it's a type of red wine.
Right.
And I also like Cabernet Sauvignon. So I'm more of like a red wine, full body.
No doubt.
Not too sweet.
Right.
But I'll drink it. I like rosé. I like bubbles. I like it.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So like me, I started off with Moscato. I started off with Moscato. Did you start off with something sweet first, and then, or did you start with the bitter stuff right away?
No, I mean, to be real, I wasn't drinking much wine when I was living in New York City, but the wine that I did have would be, you know, I was in my 20s, early 20s, so it was like, it was like you go to a house party and somebody had some like boxed wine.
And,
you know what I mean? So that's what I started. And boxed wines can get but also, I'm not mad at box wines either. Like,
no doubt.
If they're chilled, right?
No doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then once I got to LA, I kind of started to this wine bar. They, you know, it's like they don't really have a set menu. You kind of tell them what you like, so that really quickly forces you to identify the things that you do and don't like in wines. And so that's kind of I got put onto it.
Absolutely. Like, it's so amazing. I was talking to my brother, and I was just saying, like, it's so amazing, like, finally seeing Black guys on TV. Like it's so crazy, because you would think that we would have like a whole slew of these things, you know what I mean, right now. Yeah. But it seemed like it's like sometimes when I watch some shows, it's like not authentic, or they don't remind me of me and my crew. You feel what I'm saying? And I love the way this was done. I love the way each character is different, so everybody can relate to somebody else, you know?
Yeah, thanks, man. And you know, I agree. It's like, I think especially in like the network landscape, there's definitely been an opportunity for a long time to have a cast that is the majority Black men. But I think in general, there's just room for more Black stories. Just period.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I think myself as a Black man, I feel so fortunate to have this opportunity to just share my sense of humor and topics that I find interesting on a network platform. And I truly hope that I am not that it's not a long time before the next one comes along. And hopefully I'm a part of it. You know what I mean? I would love to keep producing shows. You know, I got goals in that capacity too, to make sure that there's more of us represented on screen too.
You know what's so crazy? Because when I first saw the trailer, I'm like watching TV. I forgot what I was watching, but I first saw the trailer come through. I'm like, yo, like, time out. Is this five Black? Okay, because is this Black guys? Like, what in the world? I'm like, yo, I cannot wait. Oh my,
nice, I man. Love that.
I was excited.
But one of the things I took away from the first episode that was very genuine is, do you know how many times I've been in that situation where like you or somebody in your crew dates somebody from like the favorite place you like to go, and then now it goes wrong, and now you can't go there anymore. Yeah. Like that's a real situation.
That is a real situation. Look, I mean, they say right what you know. So what didn't exactly happen like this, but in our friend group, one of our friends, he ended up making, so like the spot is the spot. You know, you don't date at the spot,
right?
Because things go awry, then everything falls apart. But he would have, but also the bar's kind of dimly lit. Like it is a vibe. So one of our friends, like, you know, started to get back out there, and we would show up at the bar and he would be on dates like consistently. At a certain point, we're like, dude, and it never blew up like it did in the pilot. But like at a certain point, we were like, hey, don't act embarrassed when we come up and say hi to you. We are here all the time. Like, if you happen to be on a date, don't be surprised when you see us at the place that we introduce you to.
Right, exactly.